This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Dram. Are we in the tropics? It sure felt like it these last couple of weeks. Now, as we head into the driest part of summer, when lawns begin to crackle and people melt, I thought we should review some drought-tolerant plants. There are a few indicators you can look for on plants that will tell you if they're better equipped for dry weather. Fuzzy leaves like those on lamb's ear, or even that iceberg alley I told you about, help prevent water loss due to the fine little hairs that capture any moisture and hold it. Gray leaves like those on Artemisia or Russian sage reflect sunlight, which helps reduce moisture loss. An annual that's great for containers is Dichondra, Silver Falls. Large fleshy roots are below ground water storage units. The Yucca filamentosa plant is a great example of this. Hardy to zone 4, it's super tropical looking. Adam's Needle and Golden Sword are two cultivars. While large fleshy roots hold water underground, succulent leaves, like those on sedum, hold their water above ground. Autumn Joy is probably the most popular sedum, but there are a bunch. Many are ground covers. I had a dragon's blood that survived winter in a small container, only partially buried in the ground. It's still good. Its leaves turn red in the fall. An annual that's drought tolerant and tasty too is rosemary. Those waxy leaves are coated with a dense barrier, preventing water loss. For dry shade, choose wild ginger, goat's beard, lady's mantle, and clematis virgin's bower. Find info and more on GardenBite.com. A family-owned business for over 75 years, Dram has designed and manufactured high-quality watering tools. From hoses to watering wands to sprinklers to hose extenders and quick-release fittings, I've been so pleased by all of them. Dram products are environmentally friendly and exquisitely designed. Check out all the tools they offer. Purchase Dram at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.